our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre dans fraction harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring deep-fried vegan shrimp with bread and pear stew.
Hey. Cooking time. Going to have some Vietnamese snacks. It's called deep fried vegan shrimp with bread. So we must have the vegan shrimp. If it's frozen, you have to thaw it first and get it ready. Okay. And we have some wheat flour. some salt and pepper and some water. That's it. And we also make some pear stew for dessert. For the pear stew, we have some pear, two or three, depends on what you like. And this is a big pear, so I think two is enough. And ground cinnamon and some brown sugar, about 200 grams sugar. Oh, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 2 pear, and 3 cups of water. For the pear stew, we also need raisin. We can put in about 100 gram raisin together with the stew. So we put water into pot first. It's not illegal to put some more water later on, so be flexible, okay? And then we're going to put sugar in there. Cinnamon, you can add it on later on. Mm-hmm. So, on the side. And we're going to shell the pear. If you want to shell it, if you don't want, you can keep also the skin. It's just when you shell the skin, it tastes smoother, that's it. And then you chop pear into small pieces. Cook it. And also put it together in the pot of water. You can also use a smaller pear, a nicer shape, and cook the whole pear. It look very nice also. But it takes a little longer to stew it. And you keep it to the bite size. Then it's quicker. Then you bring the whole thing to a boil and simmer it for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Depends on how much in a hurry you are. Don't forget to put a pinch of salt into it to make the taste deeper and without much sugar. I can put raisin in now. I'm going to cover it, let it boil, and then we simmer. While the pear is stewing, we're preparing for the shrimp. We need about 650 grams of wheat flour. And put it in there. A teaspoon of salt. We'll have some ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon, and we have also 1 tablespoon flat of red paprika for color and also for taste. The red ground paprika is optional. I will mix them together well. I'm going to add some water to make it into a consistency so we can dip the shrimp in it and now deep fry it. We have to lower the heat of the stew now. The low heat and let it simmer because it boiled already. You can always add more sugar if you like it sweeter. While the pear stew is simmering, you check if any bubble on the surface, you take it off. So that the stew will be clear. Otherwise, look a little bit murky. Not so clear, the water. But it doesn't matter, it still tastes the same. Just the root is good. Now we add water into the mixture of flour and stir well. Add water in gently. And if you need more, you can always put more. Like almost 1 liter of water. But with 650 grams of flour, that would be nice. And we have to let it stand for a while. Use the batter to beat the flour. Mix it well in the water. And we can put a little bit ketchup in also. If you want the color a little more pinkish and deep, you can put in like 2 tablespoons of ketchup or more, huh? You can have fun with experimenting. This is just a guideline for everybody. We always have different recipes. When we're cooking, we experiment with things. And we can make always better or different from the original recipe. So for almost 1 liter of water, 650 grams of flour, we mix it well. And that is that. Check it out. I think I need a little bit more salt. See, you can always add more, a pinch of salt more. For this, you could even put like curry powder instead of paprika. And it would be nice. We let it stand for a while. Meanwhile, I check my hair stool. See if it's too nicely or not. Ah, it is doing well. And the water is very clear. The longer you stew the pear, the softer it becomes and the nicer the taste. So don't worry if you overcook it. Just let it simmer. Even for half an hour or an hour if you want it. Now, check if the batter is okay. Yeah, it should be fine. See, the consistency is very thick. Yeah, that's good. Alright. Now we need French baguette. For the French baguette, you must demand the bakery whether they have put any egg water over the bread. Because sometimes they do that to make the outer crust of the bread crispy. And that won't be vegetarian if they put egg water on it, will it? So now you ask them if they have put egg water or not. You have to buy the one without egg water. Otherwise you can buy, you know, the white ready made. They didn't put any egg water on it yet. It's still white and you can keep it long in the fridge. And whenever you need it, you put it in the oven to bake it for 10-15 minutes. I've just made one from this. From this, I bake one just for you to look. This is to be sure that there's no egg water on your bread. And I'm going to cut it, you know, slant-wise. You slant it like this, huh? Diamond shape. Cut it not too thick, okay? About 1 centimeter. This steak we have. And if you want to cut the bread and you don't want to break it, you use the knife. One side is a little saw-like, the other side is flat. Meanwhile, we turn on the heater and put the oil in the pan. To deep fry, you have to put at least half full of oil into the pan, any frying pan. So when the oil is already heated, we put the bread and the shrimp together inside the batter. And then we put it in the boiling oil. Yeah. And that. One piece of bread, one shrimp. Dip the bread in first. You put it on a spatula. And put the shrimp in the batter and put it on top of that bread. Or you can put them both together at the same time. It's okay too. See? I will put the shrimp and bread together in the batter like that. And the batter cover both of them. Like this, and we put it in the oil like that. Slowly, otherwise the shrimp will be separated from the bread. Make sure you hold it for a while. You feel that it's going to be separate. And when it's golden, we take it out. Because the shrimp is a little bit heavier than the bread, so the shrimp side will be down and the bread side will be up. So if you see that they're not evenly golden, you turn it a little bit now and again. We put it here for the oil to drip first and then transfer it onto a kitchen towel plate. It's doing very nicely. So I transfer this onto the plate with the kitchen towel. And we check the other one. Wow, it's nice. It's doing nicely. You can put 3-4 of them at the same time. Just put the shrimp and the bread inside the batter. And scoop it up. Wow, it's already golden. Take it out. See how nice they look. Very, very nice. Very golden. Put the kitchen towel on a plate so that it absorbs some extra oil, that's it. This is how they look after deep fry. It's very golden, nice. These are vegan shrimp, so you could have them for a long time. If you don't know where to buy them and you want to experiment once in a while for a change, you can ask the Loving Food. Loving Food email address is in the suprememastertv.com. I don't have the company email in my head, so please check with the suprememastertv.com. For many other food distributor as well. They have many different things for you. So you can experiment sometime with different cooking method, different cooking material. It's fun. It's fun for you and your family and your friends. For this amount of butter, you can fry a lot of shrimp with it. Even if you make a little bit more butter than you wanted, you can always cook pancake with it. Savory pancake. And eat it with vegan cheese. A vegan sausage, or just eat it as is. We're preparing all this, and we put on a plate, yeah? And then, everybody will enjoy. See how they look? Nice, huh? And then we can eat it also with the hot chili sauce. It's also very nice. Or ketchup, or both. And eat with some nice fresh salad. Now we're checking the stew. Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Ah, very nice indeed. Ah, very soft, tender. The raisin, also nice together. Good, okay, we turn the heat off now. I have been stewing it all this time, probably an hour, and it's very, very tender. Check out. Very good. Can put cinnamon on it now. Maybe like 1 tablespoon. Yeah, mix it. That's it, it's done. Wow. Smell nice, no, guys?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, huh? You see, for the white pear, you better put the dark raisin, you know, like this. But my pet, they eat them all, I think. We don't have any. So I put some in here and some white raisin. They call it blonde raisin. We turn the heat off now, or off. We're done. You know, the reason we put dark raisin, so that it look nice. Like the contrast of the color. We're going to eat the shrimp first, and then the pear stew later. Hope the last one is a little bit big. See who's lucky. A little bit bigger than the first. Arrange it all nicely here, and everybody enjoy it together. And we save some for dogs, of course, huh?
Yes.
Otherwise they cry, no? All right. It's cool. Okay, guys, this is the hottest one. So we try this first. Other guests first. Hot for best. Very hot. Here.
Thank you.
And then we can eat the other as well. Don't think that this is the only one you can eat. You guys like hot sauce or not? Mm.
Yes.
Yep.
You like hot sauce also?
Yes.
This Vietnamese chili. Wow. Try it. Oh, I put it on your plate. Yeah, voila. Voila. Try first.
Arigato. Okay.
I don't know how to fix a Japanese arigato, I know, but you're welcome, I don't know. I learned, but I forgot. Enjoy, huh? Just finger food, okay? This is a zucchini, cucumber, red pepper, yellow pepper. And it's apple, if you want it. And later we can drink tea. It's good. I try also. Is it good? Good with what? With the hot sauce?
Yeah.
Better than the ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I also like hot sauce. How does it taste?
Very good.
We can save some for the dogs later. We'll be just fine. Good, huh? Crispy, no? Is it good?
Yes.
How's it, huh? We have knife and fork if you want it. But I don't think you need, huh? when it's cold outside, it's okay to eat this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. It tastes better with the hot sauce.
Yes.
You try first if you like, okay? Mm-hmm. It's truly hot. I'm not kidding. Don't tell me that you're not warm. Hold on. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this in Chinese?
Don't have.
This is a vegan shrimp and bread. Very simple. You like it?
Yes.
How much like?
Medium.
You like medium the hot sauce or medium my shrimp?
No, medium the hot sauce and the shrimp is
100%
hot sauce. So 100% is it?
Yes, master, yes.
Thank you. Very nice of you. Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy every day. The Vietnamese children like this very much. They normally cook this outside of the school, you know? And they come out hungry, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, waiting in queue. Because this one you have to wait a little bit, you know? Mm. After we have pear stew. For sweet. See, because you eat this kind of oily, and we drink cold orange juice, and we eat a cold salad, so later we must eat something hot to wash it down. Tell me which one you like better, salad or shrimp? Of course, huh? How many already?
This is number 2.
Of course we can cook more, but then I keep cooking forever, you know? This is just a snack. When I was young, I don't have much pocket money, so I can only buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One is one Vietnamese dong. One Vietnamese dollar, yeah. One only. One small. They make it thin and it's not so thick like this. The vegan shrimp is really nice, no?
Yeah, it is.
When you were little, children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold in winter. When your school don't have heater, that's for sure. My school never had heater. And no matter what you wear, it's still cold, you know, the air is cold. And you come out and this kind of thing is very hot. And you blow it and you eat at the same time. Very nice. They also try other stuff. Like fried yam, yeah? Fried banana, yeah. Another day we'll fried banana, okay? For you. After this deep fried stuff with the hot chili sauce, it's refreshing to eat the fresh salad, no?
Mm-hmm.
Just raw like that, no seasoning, nothing. It's nice, huh?
Yes.
You guys are so quick. Now only me and him look like I eat a lot. But I've been talking and serving and now I begin to eat a little. Never mind. That means it's good, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. And the rest we keep it for dogs, otherwise it'll be gone in no time, right? Just a snack. You cannot use it to eat like a meal. You ate already dinner?
Yes.
Some light snack, yeah?
Very good.
Mmm, xiang, huh? Very, very, very nice smell, huh? Right, no?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to share that. Tea is ready. Yes. See that?
Wow.
Put it up like
wow.
That.
Oh, wow.
What a guess, huh? I think you help yourself. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I help myself also. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, like that.
Yes.
Some raisin and some pear and some water, like that. So voila. Hmm.
好吃哈，喝茶不？好吃啊，这样喝茶，喝茶，就喝哈，very
good. You take as much as you want. Good for winter, no? Yeah. You can have more pear. It's still there. Did you have pear, love?
Yes.
Oh, good. How is the pear? Good, huh?
Delicious.
It's really good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes. Because if it's not good and you say good, good, I cook again. Then you have to eat it. There was a boy, you know, who came to a future parents-in-law, you know, meet the parents, you know, he's of course very nervous, no? First time, huh? Met the parents of the girl, and so the mother cooked something for him. And then nobody eats very well, only him, he eats because he's polite, you know, he has to eat the whole thing up. Mm-hmm. And then the mother said, was it good? She said, yes, yes, excellent. So she come inside, took some more, give it to him. And he tried very hard to finish that. And afterward, she asked him, is it really good? He's like, oh, I like it, it's delicious. So she come in the kitchen, give a whole pot. Left over because nobody wanted to eat. So he has to eat again. Oh, and afterward, he has to go into the bathroom and, you know, and throw it all out. So if it's not good, you say, not good. Now, is it good or not good?
Very good.
It's still good, yeah?
Yeah, it's
good. 那老板回来就很高兴了，然后集合大家他们的所谓的工人来讲笑话嘛。
那老板讲了，谁都笑，只有一个人他不笑。那老板就说：“你为什么不笑？大家都笑，你为什么不笑？”他说：“我不用笑，我明天离开了。”这个台湾也有吗？配不会这样的味道。嗯，因为它有酸有甜，然后又有那个肉桂的味道，有吃了会真的会热起来。
是啊，冬天吗？
那又不会太甜。
Pear and raisin and cinnamon.
然后又营养了，
yeah. It's very, very nutritious also, yeah. So before when you have only two pieces of the snacks, of the vegan shrimp deep fried, as Vietnamese we call it, chảo tôm. If you have only two and you think not enough nutrition, this is just to make up for it, you know, and you have also salad, it's good, huh?
梨子加热的话，它会清肺。 然后那个葡萄的话又补血补气，那肉桂的话，肉桂也是补气。是啊，然后整个味道加起来又很入口，又很好哈。对对对。
So he said that the pear when you stew it like this, it's good for your lung, huh? For the respiration system, and the raisin, the dried raisin like this is very good for blood, huh?
对，补气。
Cinnamon is good for qi.
武器，比较有精神。
So you have a strong spirit. You feel like the circulation is good. The qi in your body is regulate well. So it's a very good medicine, yeah? It's a magical pot.
就喝完会流汗。
You say after you eat it, you feel sweaty also. It's very, very warm. It's good for your body. So go ahead, share the rest. Whoever likes can take some more, huh? Okay? Everything empty, huh? You guys are really practicing the method of emptiness of Buddhism. No, nobody can say that you are not Zen, huh? It's all emptiness. Look, all of us emptiness.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May you enjoy more plant-based meals which honor all life.